Hebrews chapter 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And we'll do this if God permits. For it is impossible for those who were once illuminated and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify to themselves the Son of God again and put him to an open shame. For the earth that drinks in the rain that often comes on it and produces vegetables appropriate for the farmers receives blessing from God. But that which produces thorns and briars is rejected and is near cursing, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we talk like this. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love that you've shown toward his name, in that you've ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you shows the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end, so that you're not slothful, but followers of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, "Surely, blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you." And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men truly swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, in which God, willing more abundantly to show to the heirs of promise the indestructibility of his advice, confirmed it by an oath. So that by two unchangeable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we would have a strong consolation, who fled for refuge to take hold on the hope set before us, which hope we have is an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that inside the veil, where the one running ahead has entered for us, Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.